As an Edgartown selectman, Arthur Smadbeck has been involved in renewable energy projects in town for the past 20 years. Most of them were fairly conventional efforts, like the two solar arrays that now supply the town's municipal power needs. But back in the mid-2000s, the town's energy coordinator presented Smadbeck with a different kind of project, something much more innovative and intriguing.
And he said, you know, there is a possibility to get a permit out in Muskega Channel off of Edgartown.
That permit was being offered by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission to develop the channel, just a few miles off Edgartown's coast, for tidal energy. The area is about 100 feet deep and has a consistent current of about 4 knots. Smadbeck points out the location on a map.
And nobody had ever done this before. So what we were trying to do was to permit this channel, and you can see how close it is to Edgartown and why it made sense.
The permit raised the possibility that someday Martha's Vineyard could become much less reliant on the mainland when it comes to its energy. Could it even one day become energy independent, getting all its power needs from the tides, the sun, and the wind? Maybe not, but the tidal project certainly could get it closer to such a goal. So Smadbeck took on the challenge, and in 2008, Edgartown received a preliminary permit giving them exclusive rights to develop a tidal energy project in the channel. The town also partnered with the Marine Renewable Energy Collaborative, a nonprofit that helps companies and municipalities commercialize green energy technology. John Miller is MREC Executive Director. He says tidal power has two big advantages.
One, it's incredibly predictable. You know 100 years ahead of time when the tide is going to be running and what the velocity is going to be. The other thing is that most of them are being deployed on the bottom, which puts them out of sight, in less conflict with other users.
Most of the big tidal power developers are in Europe, especially Scotland. But even there, only one tidal turbine in Northern Ireland currently produces power for the grid. Even so, Miller says tidal turbines have already progressed beyond the early models.
The first generation was essentially taking a wind turbine, giving it steroids, and putting it in the ocean.
Some of the newer tidal turbines resemble jet engines with a housing around the blades. Others are helical and look like old manual lawnmower blades. Surprisingly, there are no tidal power testing sites in U.S. waters, but it's looking more and more likely that the first one will be in the Muskeget Channel. Miller says the town has a deal with the collaborative that includes more than $2 million in grants for surveys and studies for the channel project.
In return, the town agreed to always reserve one berth, one section, if you will, where we could test future turbines. And that would give the United States a test site so we could develop new technologies.
Edgartown and the collaborative still need about $300,000 to do additional studies at the Muskeget site in order to satisfy federal requirements for granting an initial pilot project license. But when those studies are complete, Edgartown is hoping the license will come through. The plan is to develop the Muskeget Tidal Project in two phases, the first being a small-scale pilot project.
The next stage would be trying to put the cable in from shore to the site. That would cost $5 or $6 million, but that would get the site to a point where a developer could go in and develop it for under 20 cents a kilowatt, which is commercially viable.
Smadbeck says even getting to the initial pilot stage has been tough.
Where we're at right now is that some of the state funding that was in the pipeline has dried up. If we could get the funding to actually begin the pilot process, the pilot plant would produce approximately 5 megawatts.
When completed, the full-scale project would produce 20 megawatts, enough to supply 20% of Edgartown's power needs or 5% of the island's power needs as a whole. But Smadbeck also says it's crucial for the state legislature to get involved.
Because at this point in time, we still don't have the legislation in place to utilize the electricity. So there's a lot of work yet to be done if this is ever to come to fruition.
Smadbeck is convinced it eventually will.
I'm a very optimistic person. We're going to just keep going and hopefully someday, if it's not us, somebody will perfect this technology because it could produce a significant amount of electricity if it's harnessed correctly.
Tidal power is feeling the same growing pains as other forms of renewable energy. Limited research funding, minimal consumer awareness, and the challenge of becoming economically competitive. Still, Edgartown is hoping to play a major role in bringing tidal power into the renewable energy mainstream.